So, throughout most of your life, did you go to mostly public schools or private schools?
I went to a private school for 2 years and skipped two grades, and then I had to repeat a grade because of my age.
No.
And that was then I went to public school. Then my mom didn't like public school, so she sent me to a charter school, which is Ahwatukee Foothills Prep, which wasn't a fun school. And then I came here.
Right. Did the schools prior to Horizon have dress codes?
No, not really. I mean, the public schools didn't. The charter schools did. Charter school, oh my goodness, I absolutely disliked that we had to wear uniforms. It was coordinated according to your grade. If you were a K through 5 student, you were wearing khakis and a blue polo shirt, that navy blue polo shirt that had to be tucked in. And if you were a 6th to 8th grader, you were wearing khakis and a red polo shirt that had to be tucked in. Your hair had to be pulled back.
Jeez, the guys too?
Well, the guys didn't. The girls did. The girls had to be up in a ponytail.
What if the guys had like super long hair?
They had to just get it out of their face.
What a bunch of champs.
Yeah,
The
so.
one guy with like 6 foot hair and just
Well,
like,
if the guy had really long hair, then yeah, he'd have to put it
that's
out.
lame.
But it was fun. But when I came to Horizon, everyone was always talking about how they didn't like the dress code, and I seriously felt
Yeah,
relieved.
you felt good. Like
I
it
felt like
wasn't that bad. It's not that bad.
it's
It's
no, it's not that bad at all. I was really glad.
remember when I was growing up, I went to a private school, didn't have a dress code. Public school didn't have a dress code. And then I went to a public school in Maricopa that had a dress code.
A public school?
A public school that had a dress code.
That's weird.
We had to wear either khakis or navy blue pants. Only shorts. We were only allowed to wear shorts.
You weren't allowed to wear pants?
Only allowed to wear shorts. And then the shirt had to be either a dark red, a navy blue, or a light blue.
Oh.
And it had to be a polo, had to be tucked in, and
How's your hair supposed to be?
it didn't matter. I mean, I had short hair then, like super short.
That's hard to picture.
I know, isn't it?
That's really, really difficult to picture.
Yeah, it was short. But then after that, I started homeschooling. I didn't have
You were homeschooled for how long?
all of middle school, so 3 years for me since I started in fifth
Wow.
grade. And then I came to Horizon my freshman year. We had a dress code again. I was very relieved that it wasn't as bad as the previous one.
Yeah, where
Yeah,
you were only allowed to wear this and that.
it made shopping a bit difficult. We had to go to specific stores that sold dress code clothing.
Oh yeah, I had to do that too. I kind of felt like dumb because, like, on the weekends, all of my clothing was uniform clothing.
You have
And
anything fun to wear?
anywhere I went, I would be in my uniform, and I felt like people would just stare at me, like, "Oh, you think you're better than me?"
Well, because of that was what you were thinking.
No,
I
no.
highly don't believe you. Like,
You highly don't
I
believe
highly
me.
don't believe you. You know what? Because again, there you go. You think you're better than me.
I don't think I'm better than you.
Oh,
Okay.
that's where you're wrong.
You know my opinion.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Oh my
Anyways,
gosh.
though,
The dress code here is very lenient.
it makes shopping a lot easier than most schools that have dress code. And
The only difficult part is finding patterns, I
yeah, well,
think.
I've never once worn a piece of clothing that had a pattern.
I think guys it's easier than for girls.
Yeah, well, that's because of the way society has shaped girls' clothing. When I first started, I had plenty of clothes already
Yeah.
that worked for the dress code. So it really wasn't very hard for me to find clothes. I enjoyed feeling casual at school while still having a minor sense of looking important, of dressing
I look
importantly.
important.
You know what? I felt important. I felt like I was needed.
You were
I was
needed.
needed
Why were you needed?
because I looked important. I looked needed.
What was the difference between your public school with the dress code, this school dress code, and being at home dress code?
Well, pretty obvious the other school and this school, and then at home it was whatever I woke up in. So I would wear pajama pants and a t-shirt all day.
I wish I could do
It
that.
was nice. It was nice.
Except I know people that say that. People that wear pajamas are lazy.
No, I wasn't lazy.
Well, it's just
I
because
was
it kind of shows that
awesome.
you don't really care for what you look like. All you
I
care about
feel
is accomplishing whatever you have to get done.
I feel that...
And this is what people have told me. That's what people have told me.
I feel that, people that say that the way you dress changes how you act, I think that's a very...
It does.
No.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I could wear whatever I wanted and still act myself. It doesn't change anything.
Okay.
I can understand why some places want you to look a certain way, but not...
If you're dressed up super, super duper fancy, you don't think you're going to act like, oh, excuse me, sir. Yes.
You've obviously never been around me when I'm dressed up.
I guess I haven't, yeah.
But I'm no different. If I'm dressed up fancy, I'm probably actually in a worse mood than I am now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But one of the best things about our school's dress code, yes, is the Spirit Week. Getting to just dress down even more than usual for a week. And having set days for certain apparel is nice.
Apparel,
yes, that's what clothing is called.
No, that's just,
you
that's
think a... you're better than me again?
I just like that word. It's fun to say apparel.
Anyways, back to high school.
You know what? Secondary and the younger students have the same thing.
Apparel?
They have Spirit Week also.
Yes, they do. It's not quite the same, but...
But more secondary.
Yeah.
Secondary. We all follow the same thing.
Middle school.
That's secondary.
Middle school
and high school.
You call it middle school.
Right, but you can call it secondary school. You get middle school and high school.
When you say secondary... I don't think middle school. I think there's a school that's us, and there's a second school.
You know what?
And they're like, yeah, they have the exact same thing as us. They're just sitting there stalking us to get our dress code ideas. But yeah, the Spirit Week does help us feel more casual during a week, especially a week that comes right before a dance, when everybody, it's a fun event, and you get to have fun the rest of the week by dressing down more.
It's a fun week that leads up to a fun dance. Yeah. Fun.
Fun.
You know what? At least I'm not using cute. All girls say, like, the only word we use is, that's cute. Have you noticed?
I have noticed that, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't dress...
I don't.
Oh my god, I think you're better than me. What are your ideas? Like, what have been your favorite Spirit Week days?
Twin Day.
Twin Day has been your favorite.
Yes, it's so fun. You get to join up with your friend and let's twin and be twinsies and you get to have fun.
You need
them.
To not do that ever again. But when I saw Twin Day, I thought, I don't have any clothes that any of my friends have.
That's
and
right.
Vice versa. And I honestly try to get my friend to wear a dress with me. For Twin Day, that would have been awesome.
That would have been scary.
Can you imagine me in like a full ball gown?
I think you and I would both be crying, but you'd be crying from embarrassment.
Embarrassment?
And I'd be crying from laughing.
I wanted to do this.
Okay, I'm concerned now. Do you have some stuff you need to confess?
Yeah, I like wearing dresses in my free time. I have a whole closet full of dresses. Like, it's one of those ones where you go over and you hit the switch and there's just big conveyor belt brings dresses around for me. And I pick one.
Do you have mannequins in there wearing the
dresses? Oh, no, I hate mannequins. Those scare me so bad.
That's what I pictured. Cause
I can't
like,
do
it
mannequins.
It goes round and round one of those closets.
The mannequins are hanging from it, but they're not mannequins. They're like cardboard cutouts of me. So I can see myself in the dresses as they come around. So I pick one. I'm like, you know, that one looks really nice. That one's too much green. Too much pink. Okay. Not enough pink.
So like a girl picking out her homecoming dress.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Tell me that's what Lauren's like.
Nope. Anyways.
That's what everyone heard last,
I have no idea
last
what you're
podcast
about.
You mentioned.
You gotta stop lying to me, Daisy.
Okay.
You're such a bad person.
Okay, Damien, you keep saying that.
So.
What's your favorite Spirit Week day that we've done?
I've always loved favorite t-shirt day because it's just nice. I love it because I get to basically wear... whatever shirt I want, as long as it's still within, you know, as long as it's still school appropriate.
Of course.
Music day this quarter was nice because I have quite a few band shirts, and the problem with mine though is that
was
you know,
difficult for me because I did not have any band t-shirt.
It was slightly more hard for me also because the music I listen to is a little more on the heavy side. Yes, it is raw.
Or
I wish I had a dubstep, that'd be so cool. But no, like
the beat drop. Fun.
What?
That's what dubstep sounds like. Okay.
That is what dubstep sounds like. Yeah, the beat drop. Thank you, Skrillex.
Okay.
But yeah, favorite t-shirt day has always been my favorite. It's been the most consistent. I usually, like, I'll go into Hot Topic or something, and I'll buy a shirt for favorite t-shirt day, because they're fun to wear.
That's difficult for me. I have a bunch of favorite t-shirts.
That's why you go buy a new one every time.
No, that's just expensive.
It's not that expensive. You just get a job. Anyways, what has been one of your least favorite spirit days?
Least favorite. That's difficult. I don't know.
One of my least favorite, I remember...
Oh, the decades one.
Decades?
Decades. That was difficult, because I had to find something. Because my favorite decade was the 90s. And...
90s kids. Whoop!
Yeah. 97.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Decades.
That was difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not...
That wasn't my favorite, but I did enjoy. I felt like it was a blast to the past.
Totally.
Totally. Even though I wasn't really understanding what was happening in the past.
You're just like, yeah, you know what? I feel very in tune with what I'm wearing. This is me. And everyone's like, all right, you know what?
You were a child. You were a baby.
My all-time least favorite Spirit Week day has always been, I don't know what it's called. We have one this week where every grade has a specific color that they wear.
I do not like that one.
I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm saying that it's not very original. Like, we don't get to express ourselves. We don't get to show school spirit.
Well, not only that, but you're still in dress code.
Yeah, there's that. Well, because, you know, part of the fun of Spirit Week is being a little more out of dress code.
Yeah, you get to, like, go away from the lenient dress code that we already have and go more, I don't know, comfy.
When it's like, all right, so all the seniors wear blue.
Is that what you guys are?
Mm-hmm, we are blue. I know that because in my art class, I'm the only senior. And she's like, all right, seniors, raise your hand. That's me. It's like, you're wearing blue? Thank you.
Well, it's difficult because, and sometimes they're really awkward colors. The sophomores, we're green.
The color of envy.
Do you know how much green I own? This is my green.
It's a white t-shirt.
A white t-shirt with green outline.
It's
letters.
A white t-shirt.
White t-shirt outlining green. And then the closest to that after that is yoga pants with a strip of green around the waistband.
You know, I think the way to solve this problem here, right?
I'm not going to go buy something green.
So you get all your money, right?
Okay.
You get all of it.
And then I invest.
No, and then you go to like Target.
Like Target, okay.
You walk in, you ask, can I see all the green clothing you have, all right? And then you go to hand them your money, but you know what? They don't even want your money because they don't like green clothing anyway, so they just give it to you. You get all this free green clothing to wear for this spirit day. You wear all of it at once.
Okay.
You would be like this walking ball of green clothing.
I actually have a friend, that his favorite color is green. And his backpack is green. He has green shoes.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool.
That is cool. I mean, green shoes, you don't see that.
No, they're green Vans. And then he also has a green hat that he likes to wear. Almost, I feel like his entire wardrobe is green. It's his absolute favorite color. And he likes Kermit the Frog.
I was hoping you were going to say Oscar the Grouch.
No.
But, Kermit's cool.
Kermit's cool, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Lauren's favorite color is green. She has a lot of green.
I like green. It's like one of my favorite colors. But I don't want to wear it. It doesn't. It looks like someone puked all over you.
Oh, God. You know, that's depending on what color green you wear. Like, you can wear baby barf green if you want. I mean, if that's really your thing. But
I feel like
I'm picturing more like neon green. Like, the whole school is just neon.
That's scary. That's bright. I'm going to go blind.
That color's awesome. You gotta get up. You gotta
You're going to go blind people. If everyone's wearing neon.
I will go blind because everybody's wearing neon. You know, the color itself isn't bright. Like, it's not emanating light.
Uh-huh.
It's not giving off light that's blinding me. I'm just looking. I'm like, you know, that is a nice color. That is a nice green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just not my favorite day either.
Is, you know, completely ignore everything I say.
I think the best, like, actual spirit day where you actually get to express spirit, like school spirit, is Friday.
Every Friday. Horizon Day. I like it especially because at the pep rally that follows the end of the day, you see everyone there in school colors. At the beginning of the day, you see everyone there in school colors, and it looks nice.
You actually see them all day in school colors.
Crazy. So you see everyone in school colors. It looks nice. I wouldn't say it gives us school spirit.
No, it does.
For some people, I have seen some people show immense school spirit, if that's what you want to call it. But I don't know. For myself, I have a few shirts that I save for Spirit Day. Just because I could wear them for favorite t-shirt day, but they match school colors, so I save it for that. So it's like having two favorite t-shirt days.
Oh,
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And you know what I did? I went out and bought a shirt for that.
Oh my goodness.
Unfortunately, they didn't give me it for free, but I still bought it.
Just take all your money.
I didn't. That was probably what I did wrong. I didn't give them all the money I had.
And they didn't say, nope, we don't want it. Just take it.
Yeah, I had to give them money in exchange for it. America is weird.
Okay, America's not weird.
America's weird.
A land of...
giving people money for stuff. I don't want to pay for stuff. I want free clothing for Spirit Day.
We're the home of the free. Wait, right? Yeah.
Yeah, free. See, free clothing for me.
Okay, we have to pay taxes and stuff, but...
Yeah, but you know, I'm paying taxes. There's the money I'm giving them. I should get free clothing. I should get... all the free green clothes I want.
I like the pep rally.
Pep rally is fun.
Sometimes.
Well, I mean, it's...
Sometimes I think they get a little bit long.
And...
I mean, part of it's fun because it's really long. I think the best part about the pep rallies, though, are the games that they do. It's so funny watching the people.
Oh, one of my favorite pep rally of all time. 3 years ago, my freshman year, I got to watch Mr. Wolf and Mr. Schneider have a dance-off. And it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I was still new to the school, so I'd never had Mr. Schneider, so I didn't get to know his personality.
Okay.
But I had Mr. Wolf daily, so and it was just really fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they've had some pretty bad ideas for games before. There was one.
One of my favorites is the dance off, and. Those are really fun and interesting to watch people's moves, I guess.
Moves. Dubstep. Anyways.
Yes, I guess. I think the funniest/weirdest one was where they took someone from each grade level and blindfolded them. And there was like an obstacle course.
I remember that. And they had to like yell at them and tell them what to do.
Yeah. And you had to somehow listen to what they were saying.
I thought it was pretty funny to watch people mess up.
It was
but
funny.
But that's just me.
It was weird also, but it was funny.
I remember there was one year where three kids were chosen. They were given a blender with a bunch of random things. A blender with a bunch of random things thrown and just blended up and they had to drink it. It was hilarious.
That's disgusting.
I forget who it was, but the one kid
drank
his and the other kids who didn't finish. It was phenomenal.
Oh, I would have thrown up.
I just wanted to give him
That's
a hug.
Disgusting.
I just wanted to give him a hug.
What was the prize?
I don't know.
Satisfaction?
He drank a bottle of stuff. There you go. A prize. You know what the prize was? So, 5 years later, all right, he's applying for a job. The guy's like, so, you know anything impressive in your life? Dude, I drank a whole bottle of stuff.
Stuff?
Like, what? He was like, there was this guy I write and just took a bunch of random stuff and just put it in a blender and I drank it. The whole thing.
And someone else's.
The guy's like, you know what? That's impressive. Here's the job and my job.
He gives him his job. And my job.
He's going places.
For drinking nothing? Or I guess
nothing. It was
disgusting.
So
the pep rallies are fun.
The only thing I don't like about the pep rallies, though, is how loud they get. You know, there's that.
Hey, that's awesome.
There's someone there with the spirit stick, and he's like, "I want everybody to scream." And I'm just like, "No, let's be quiet and enjoy the pep rally. Let's enjoy all being here as a school and not screaming like maniacs."
Mm-hmm.
Like screaming's fun, but not when you can't hear yourself scream.
I like how they introduce the. Everyone on the teams.
And sports teams, yeah, sports teams.
Yeah. And then the cheer performances.
I remember 2 years ago when I was in soccer, we It was our coach's second year at the school. And I forget who it was, but someone cut out fake beards for us to wear, so we would all look like our coach. We all had to wear them during the pep rally.
Kind of sound familiar.
And the bad part, though, was that the beards were skin colored. So we had no face. And we were all just kind of standing there just waving, and everyone's like, what? Okay. I looked pretty good in that.
Okay.
Again.
Way to compliment yourself.
All right.
Just the entire thought of Spirit Week, I enjoy, because it takes, like I said, really nice and easygoing dress code to a even more relaxing and comfortable dress code.
It's a very easygoing week leading up to the pep rally,
Leading up to the dance, like a really, really important dance for a lot of people.
Yeah, homecoming.
Especially, I think especially for the seniors who are leaving.
Well, for seniors, more prom, but...
But still, homecoming.
I remember being a freshman and sophomore, homecoming was a really big deal to me. And
even though you're a guy, it was a big deal.
It was a really big deal. I made sure I went. I had to borrow money from my dad, and I had to work to pay it off. I had to clean the whole house to pay it off, and I spent like 10 hours. It was
Your
a lot of work.
Your house was disgusting.
No, it was big. It was a big house.
It was, and disgusting because it took you 10 hours.
You know what? Your house can be better than mine in your mind if you want.
You know what? It's because my mom and I constantly clean.
Mm.
We do.
All right, well, that's it for now.
Yeah, if you want to know more about either the Spirit Week or homecoming, let us know.
There's an article written about it for the specific details on the Horizon Sun webpage. Come check us out. Listen to our previous podcast about homecoming dance.
And keep up with the rest of our podcast.
Yeah, there'll be one every week from now on.
Uploaded every Friday.
Yep, looking forward to it. All right, bye.
Bye.